Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Those of you who listen to Community Comment regularly will know of my stand on marijuana. I hate the stuff, and I know that, except for truly necessary medical cases, it is nothing but a mind-bending, brain-scrambling dirge on society, and I'm sick and tired of hearing about how all these laws are going to make it legal and all right. It's all about money, and making it legal doesn't change the fact that it's not good for you or society. Enough of that. Onto the legal system and the fact that our local court system has about 270 trials pending. Is some of this backup caused by defense attorneys getting delay after delay to get their cases dismissed or lowered to lesser degrees of seriousness? I once asked a defense attorney how she could defend some of the scumbags she did, and she said her main job was to make sure they received a fair trial. I can't argue with that. Now, I don't know the intricacies of the court system, but I often wondered why they only ran the court trials in the morning, and I was told they used the afternoons to study the cases and the ramifications involved. I see now where they are going to bump that up and go all day in trying to get more money for traveling judges and other court officials to try to get the backlog cleared up. All these delays certainly can't help but foul up the calendars with witnesses moving away and such. I don't know whether we have a larger per capita group of criminal cases or not, but it seems that the state ought to be kicking in more money just for the sake of justice being served. Just this week, I heard of a friend who had been burglarized in his home while he was there. It turned out it was someone he knew, and he got back some of the loot, but not nearly all of it. I haven't talked to him yet, but from what I heard, he seems to be getting brushed off by the sheriff's office. He's a tall, thin man with a straggly beard and looks like a bum. But that's not what he is. He has a home and is a regular churchgoer and worked all of his life. I have some other friends who needed a little assistance in dealing with another law enforcement agency, and once they got to know them, they took them seriously. Another friend one time was told by his attorney not to bother going to the police, that they wouldn't help him when his wife ran into a problem. He told me about it, and I called Mary, the chief's assistant. This is when Myrtle was chief, and got it straightened out. I didn't ask him, but I hope he changed attorneys. So the old saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know, seems to hold true. Thanks to John Sapper for starting my week off with a laugh with his pumpkin comments, especially the pumpkin seed necklace one. There's nothing like a good laugh to start off your day and your week. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.